The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video, let's talk about money. Money, 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 money. Okay, so it's almost like money is this taboo subject, in that no one's ever allowed to discuss it. It's almost like, it's like discussing a will. I remember trying to discuss wills with my gran, and she's like, oh no, don't talk about wills. And it's like, but you have to talk about wills at some point, because like death's going to happen, so you've got to sort it out about what's going to happen. We're like, oh no, oh don't talk, as though talking about will is going to bring on death or something like that, and it's just ridiculous. And it's like, okay, don't talk about wills, then something bad happens, and then it goes into intestate, is that what it's called with wills, and the government just takes all your money. It's just crazy. Of course you need to talk about it. Why don't we talk about money? Why is it such a taboo subject? Oh, money don't make you happy. How the hell would you know? You never had any. Like, I've been depressed and poor and depressed and rich. Depressed and rich definitely beats depressed and poor. It might not buy me happiness, but it'll buy me a Porsche 911, which I'm not in right now, by the way, because I don't have it anymore. But it might not buy you happiness, but it buys you a jet ski, as Brad Sugars would say. Of course it makes you happy. Why wouldn't it? Like, the love of money doesn't make you happy. You know, the reason I chase the greenback, the dollar, the dinero, is because of what it gives me. It gives me freedom. You said to me 10 years ago, you're going to be living next to the Mediterranean beach, doing videos in your car. I wouldn't have believed you. But here we are, doing videos in the car next to the Mediterranean beach in Spain. And it's because we put time, effort, money, focus onto money. Yet we put money onto money, right? Because we put investments into properties which pay a residual income every month. And that's where most of our income actually comes from. It doesn't come from the social media business. In fact, most of the money from the social media business goes back into the social media business so we can grow it. We'll make some money on that later on. But right now, most of our money comes from residual income from property, which is awesome. But if I'd not started that journey 20 years ago on property, and by the way, everyone, when I got into property 20 years ago, can you guess what they said? Oh, now's the wrong time to, that's what they said. Now's the wrong time to get into property. It's like, oh really? Okay. Like the same people who said that are still running up and down in a warehouse. Like every time's a good time to get into property. At the peak of a crash, at the peak before the crash, the peak after the crash, it's just irrelevant, just doesn't make any difference. Because for us, it's about cash flow, bringing cash flow into the world. Like every single month. And then if you're having a tight month, you wait till you get to the end of the month and then more cash flow comes in. It's about creating residual income. And we're never taught about this. You have to get up and go to work, because if you don't get up and go to work, your income stops. Whereas actually, if you started making some money on the side where you could do some work, the money comes in, and then it comes in again and again and again and again and again, like books, like training courses, like property. Not everyone can start on property, and I get that, and I don't expect everyone to have 30 grand deposits straight away, but what you can do is you can start creating something that's got residual income. So for example, the letting agency has got residual income, because there's a very good chance that not everyone's going to disappear the following month, right? You know, if you're going to have a problem with your lettings agency way before the problem actually happens, because your income slows down. And on the digital marketing company, you know that you're going to have a problem because you start losing clients, because we're on a subscription basis, so we get residual income coming in. Like, we still have to do the work, so it's not quite residual, but it's not me doing the work. I'm not the one creating the images and the videos and all the rest of it. We have other people, our little minions, the little yellow things out of that film. So they do it all. Sure, we have to hire people, and you know, the money that comes in, some of that goes back out and goes into Facebook ads and all the rest of it to improve the business and improve the customer service and all the rest of that, right? But we've been going 4 months.
Is it 4 months? We've been going since October, and it's now January. So October, November, December, January. Going 4 months, right? And we've got clients on, and we're already taking on more staff, which is awesome. It's exactly what you want. But it's not like this overnight situation that just pops up. It takes time to start building that residual. Eventually, it'll start paying us some money, and that's great. And it might pay $1,000 a month, or $2,000 a month, or $10,000 a month, or $20,000 a month, or $100,000 a month. It has the capacity to do all of that, but not in month one. It takes us time to get there. So this thing about money and about it being taboo, like, run your money matrix. £200 a month times 10 clients, times 20 clients, times 40 clients. Do 2 hours a week per 2 hours a month, I should say, per client. That's one call every 2 weeks. Suddenly, if you're charging £100 a client, you've got 20 clients, you're working 40 hours, and you're pulling in $2,000. It's nice and easy for 20 hours a month. It's 5 hours a week, $2,000 a month. That's really good, right? But no one seems to want to discuss money. And until you start having an open-ended conversation with you, your partner, your brothers and sisters, your mum and dad, your kids in particular, you should be playing cash flow 101 and Monopoly and Payday, Game of Life, and all those games with your kids to start teaching them about financial education. And more than that, teaching yourself about financial education. The problem here isn't that money's a taboo subject. Like, it kind of is, right? But the bigger problem here is that not only is money a taboo subject, is that the education of money is a taboo subject. Nobody wants to educate other people about money. But it's because the people educating haven't got any bloody money to begin with. They're school teachers. They don't have any money. If they stop going to work, their income stops. Scientists don't have money. If they stop going to work, their income stops. Doctors, they don't have money. Like, they have money, but it's not residual money. If they stop going to work, their income stops. And that's not what I want for you guys. I want you to have lots of money coming in whether you decide to work or not. All right, that will do us for this video. I hope that's useful for you, and I hope you can get something out of that and start having that conversation about money. My name's Dan Latter. We'll catch up with you on the next video. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.